I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by North Butler baseball coach Chase Storr. We're talking after a suspended game against West Fork. The Bearcats were leading 5-1 after the fourth inning. They'll complete that game at a later date. But, Coach, your bats kind of came alive there in that fourth inning with five runs scored. A couple big swings there to drive in those five runs. Kind of a pitcher's duel to start. But what did you kind of like about, you know, how your team started to play in that fourth inning? Really kind of open things up, even though you didn't get a chance to, you know, finish this one out here tonight.
Yeah, the West Forks guy, they had the mound tonight. He kind of has a interesting release, kind of an interesting ball path coming in his zone. So it takes a little bit to kind of adjust to that. It doesn't throw really hard or anything, but just kind of a weird release. And as the game kind of progressed, my boys were starting to kind of get that figured out. It was awesome to see kind of the order liven up with those bats. That's kind of been an issue for us to start the season, is getting those bats going throughout the entire order, not just the top of the order. So it was great to see some of those kids in the bottom half of the order get some clutch hits.
And when it comes to your team defensively in this game, Nolan Reeser on the mound for you guys ended up putting together a really strong performance, giving up just one hit unofficially here in those four innings of work. I'm sure you would like to see, you know, how far he could have gone into that game with how well he was pitching. But, you know, what can you say about his performance and how he was able to kind of command things up there tonight, especially settling in after that, you know, giving up that initial run?
Yeah, Nolan, he's pitched great for us the last few years here. He's definitely one of those kids where he needs a little, almost like an inning to kind of settle in. And once he's settled in, he can really pitch really well for us. Kind of like West Fork's kid, he's got a interesting arm slot, arm angle, got a lot of movement on his off-speed pitches. And when he's feeling it, he's one of the better pitchers in our conference. He was throwing really well for us tonight.
So you have put together a little bit of a win streak here, officially still just a two-game win streak with those wins over Nashua Plainfield and Clarksville. And just looking at some of the stats, especially from that Nashua Plainfield game, whenever you can have a pitcher, you know, go the whole game and deliver 16 strikeouts, that's that'll go a long ways for you guys. But, you know, when it comes to these last few games anyway, what's been overall going well for you guys, especially maybe some of the areas that maybe struggled in during the losing streak that you maybe turned around here in this win streak?
Yeah, our pitching's kind of been the strength of our team so far this year. Kind of where we've struggled to start out the year has been kind of putting our defense and our hitting into the same game. Seems like some games we're finally hitting really well, and now we're making 5-6 errors in the game. Or we're finally fielding the ball and playing clean defense, and now we can't hit. So over the last week and a half or so, we've really started to kind of piece all three aspects of the game together. So that's obviously helped out a lot, and the kids are getting more confident. About half of our varsity team, this is their first season as a varsity player, so they're adjusting to the pitcher speed on the hitting side and just kind of the speed of the game at the varsity level.
You bet. And when it comes to turning around some things here offensively on the season, you know, I know you're hitting .221 as a team right now, at least, you know, entering tonight's game with West Fork. Improving that batting average, is it just kind of like you just mentioned, kind of some of the younger guys getting used to kind of the speed, the velocity of varsity pitching? Or what's kind of your thoughts on what it might take to, you know, up that team batting average and get things, you know, more crisp offensively?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. Like I just said, that we just need a little bit more experience, more at-bats. The kids are learning a lot every time that they step into that batter's box. Another thing we've really been trying to push them is just kind of their mentality when they step into that box, and not be so reactive based off of the pitcher, and just go in there and be aggressive and attack it, and kind of having a mentality that you're going in there and you're the hitter, not the ump. So don't worry if it's a ball or a strike. Get in there and hit the ball.
When it comes to the upcoming schedule, back on the road here on Thursday night to Hampton-Dumont Callan, non-conference action, and then exclusively conference play with top of Iowa East teams here next week with Northwood Kensett and Central Springs. So when it comes to this upcoming part of the schedule, what's kind of the outlook? What are you guys kind of, you know, hoping to accomplish here as a team here over this next week or so?
I mean, as you said earlier, we're on a nice little small win streak here. We played well tonight. We're actually going to finish that West Fork game tomorrow early afternoon before we travel to Hampton Dumont. So hopefully we kind of get that game wrapped up and taken care of. And then next week, yeah, we got Northwood and Central Springs. They're both solid programs, solid teams. They're feisty though. They'll kick it around a little bit. They got kids that'll come in there and throw strikes, and they hit the ball pretty well, especially the top of their order. So we got to do what we've done the last few games and piece all three aspects of the game, go in there and throw strikes, play good defense, and then hit the ball.
North Butler baseball coach Chase Storr, thank you so much for the time tonight.
You bet.